Now we come to chapter 19, and we will find that the thing that happens is that Saul now openly attempts to have David slain. He personally here attempts to slay him with a javelin as David plays upon his harp, and David escapes, and he becomes as a hunted man. And let me just get into this chapter. I'm going to deal with it, I think, rather hurriedly, because this is a section we can pass through rather hurriedly. In the 19th chapter now, I'm reading verse 1 of 1 Samuel. And Saul spake to Jonathan his son and to all his servants that they should kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul, my father, seeketh to kill thee. Now therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place and hide thyself. He said to him, I want you to get out of here, because your life is in danger here in the palace. Now he said, I'll go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art, and I'll commune with my father of thee, and what I see that I'll tell thee. And Jonathan spoke good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee, and because his works have been to theeward very good. He's actually helped you. He's a wonderful citizen of your kingdom, and he's a wonderful follower of yours, and you ought not to try to kill him. But notice, verse 5, but he did put his life in his hand and slew the Philistine. The Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it, and didst rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood, to slay David without a cause? And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan, and Saul sware, as the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain. Now Jonathan calls David, and Jonathan showed him all those things, and Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past. Now he comes back to the palace, but he's wary because he knows his life is in danger. And we're told there was war again, and David went out and fought with the Philistines and slew them with a great slaughter, and they fled from him. But notice the reaction of King Saul to this. And the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul, as he sat in his house with his javelin in his hand, and David played with his hand. Now again, we have this very dramatic scene. David is playing, Saul is fingering his javelin. Well, we know what he's going to do. David knows that the time will come, and he will throw that javelin with the intent of pinning David to the wall. Verse 10, and Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin, but he slipped away out of Saul's presence, and he smote the javelin into the wall. And David fled and escaped that night. Now David knows it's no longer safe to be in the presence of Saul. But he's married to Saul's daughter. Verse 11, Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him and to slay him in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, If thou save not thy life tonight, tomorrow thou shalt be slain. Now here at the beginning, Michal is on his side. Michal let David down through a window, and he went down and fled and escaped. And Michal took an image and laid it in the bed, put a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster, and covered it with a cloth, just as if David was in bed there with her. And when Saul sent messengers to take David, she said, He's sick. And Saul sent the messengers again to see David, saying, Bring him up to me in the bed, that I may slay him. And the messengers were come in. Behold, there was an image in the bed with a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster. And Saul said unto Michal, Why hast thou deceived me so? I sent away mine enemy, that he's escaped. And Michal answered Saul, he said unto me, let me go, why shouldst I kill thee? In other words, she says why he would have killed me if I didn't let him escape. Now we are told that David fled and escaped, and he came to Samuel to Ramah, told him all that Saul had done to him, and he and Samuel went and dwelt in Naioth. Actually, this man Samuel's life would be in danger now because he's the one that had anointed him as king, and so his life would be in grave danger. Now, what will the future hold for David at this particular time? Because Saul now openly is attempting to slay him, and David now becomes just like a hunted animal from here on until the death of Saul. Now, Jonathan, the son of Saul, proves his love for David by protecting him, and we're going to see that in chapter 20 now. And Jonathan communicates with David the intentions of Saul by the means of shooting these arrows. And he had to do it because Saul knows now that even Michal, his daughter, has deceived him. And he knows that Jonathan and David are good friends. And so Jonathan has to be very wary, very careful, and very secretive about getting a communication to David. And he uses this method.